From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Try and make a list of classic singers who sing love songs, and we're pretty sure Tom Jones will be near the top. He sure was for us when we were thinking of just the right guest DJ for our Valentine's Day show, so we asked Tom Jones. He'd graciously played a Tiny Desk concert a few years ago for us, and he didn't let us down this time either. On this Valentine's Day edition of All Songs Considered, Tom Jones plays DJ, and I begin the conversation by asking him about the first love song he remembers.
When I was a child, the first one I remember, the love song that I remember singing, was Rosemary, I Love You. It was from a movie, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Did this
great love couple.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie now, but he was a Mountie, you know, Mounted Police.
Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you.
And she was his love interest. And he sang "Oh Rosemary, I Loved You," and I was a kid, and I used to sing it after I saw it in the movie, you know. And my grandmother loved it, so I used to sing it to her.
When I was
a kid.
So sweet.
So that was the first one that I ever.
How old do you think you were?
Oh my God, 5.
Did you have any clue what this song meant and what that love thing was?
because of the movie, you know, I saw the movie. So I realized, you know, that this man was, you know, liked this woman.
Yeah.
And, so I knew what it was.
What makes a great love song?
Well, there's all kinds of love songs. I mean, the more you think about it, most of the songs that are written about relationships between men and women. Even, you know, up-tempo songs. You don't really think of them sometimes as love songs, but the more you look into them, they are love songs, you know, or the attraction between men and women anyway. You know, maybe not as strong as love, but but there is a connection there.
You want to take us to one on your list?
Yeah, well, the first one I thought of that I keep playing a lot of myself is a song called Reconsider Me, and the guy's name is Johnny Adams. And this guy sings, he's passed away since, but he has a fantastic voice. Maybe one of the best, you know, of that soul singing style, because he had such a big range and he could go in and out of falsetto, which is very difficult to do, for me anyway. But the tone of his voice, I mean, people have said that that I sound like him or he sounds like me sometimes. But it's a beautiful song, and it's about, you know, a man losing his love and asking her to reconsider him, huh. You know, to so it's got a good message as well. But the way this guy sings it, that's the key for me.
Hello, baby. Yes. It's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I guess you're surprised to see me.
Wow, what a voice.
Yeah.
Johnny Adams. kind of range is that? You ever try to sing up there?
No, I mean, I can't do falsetto like that. Yeah. If I ever sang that song, I'd have to make a few changes.
Oh, gosh. You know, there's a great country song you picked by George Jones.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about He Stopped Loving Her Today?
The first time I heard that song, Curly Putnam sent it to me. The man that, or one of the co-writers anyway, wrote it. His name is Curly Putnam, who wrote The Green, Green Grass of Home. And he sent me He Stopped Loving Her Today when George Jones first cut it. It hadn't come out yet. I said, look, you've had George Jones record it. I mean, guys, you know, when George puts his stamp on it, I mean, what's the point of me doing it now? And he said, yeah, but maybe, you know, like you did with The Green Grass of Home, make it more of a pop song rather than a country song. I said, yeah, but you can't with this. Not when George Jones has done it. And he's made such a great job on it. You know, the record is... I don't think I could do anything better to it, or different for that matter, than what George Jones has done. So, you know, I didn't do it because the record was so good. But I love this song. It's
can't imagine how you would make a pop song out of it. This is a song, for those who've never heard it, you'll be about to hear it, but it's a man in love with a woman who won't stop loving her until the day he dies. And that's
exactly
what it's one of those great story songs.
It's a great story song. I mean, he stopped loving her today, you know, because he died.
That's right. Yes.
That's the only time he did stop loving her.
Yeah.
Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
The old phrase, they don't make them like they used to, boy.
That right.
That's just terrific. So, you know, when you can't do a song, you said that about the George Jones song. Mm. You did that song, Love Letters. Or take that, for example. How do you know when you can do a song and that you want to do a song, especially a love song?
So with Love Letters, I was doing a TV show. It was called Red, White and Blues. It was about the effect that the blues had. On British entertainers, for Martin Scorsese, he did a series on PBS, and there were the effect that the blues had on different people all over the world, and so when they came up to the British part of it, Mike Figgis, who was directing that part, asked if I would go on there, you know, and because he knew I could sing the blues. I mean, I'm not known as a blues singer, but it does come into what I do on stage. You know, I do sing blues songs as well. And so I was on there with Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck was the guitarist that he picked. Van Morrison was on there. There was a bunch of us on there, and I always loved the song Love Letters. And
this
I said,
"This is a song from the '40s. Hmm. Same folks that wrote what Body and Soul."
Yeah, exactly.
Edward Heyman.
Mm. Well, the recording I knew of it was a girl called Ketty Lester, who did it in the '50s, and she had a big hit with it. And you know, I loved it from then, and I'd never had a chance to do it. So I said, you know, would this fit in with this blues show that you? And he said, well, yeah, I would think so. Love Letters, you know, is a bluesy kind of a song. So I said, well, I'd love to do it, and I did. And Jeff Beck played guitar on it. And
you're going to do a bluesy song.
Along
with you.
Exactly. So so we did it, and I think it turned out really really good. So that's why I included it.
Love led astray from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love. I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you signed, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love led straight from your heart.
Did you ever work with Jeff Beck before?
Only when I started off, we used to do shows, package shows, you know, package tours in the '60s.
Right, where they put like 7, 8, 10 groups.
Yeah, when he was with the Yardbirds. And but I never actually sang with him, you know. But we were doing the shows together, and I've always loved the way Jeff played. You know, I mean, or plays, I should say.
Yeah.
He's tremendous, tremendous player, and I get on great with him. And hopefully, we'll do more together.
Yeah.
I would like that.
That's a good marriage right there.
Mm.
Nice work. I'd love to go to something raucous, something like Jerry Lee Lewis is on your list.
Well, Jerry Lee, you know, I mean, I remember when I was in the '50s, and Elvis Presley came out, of course, and everybody was like, "Wow, who is this guy?" And I said, you know, like they said, he's a freak. You know, nobody's ever sang like that before. I said, "Well, he can't be the only one, surely." I mean, you know, in the southern states of America, you know, those people being the white people being influenced so much by black music, I said, he can't be the only one that was influenced by it like that. And then all of a sudden Jerry Lee comes out, you know, with a whole lot of shaking going on, and I remember walking through my hometown, and one of my friends came up to me, and they were playing it you know, from this record shop, and he said, "Is this what you're talking about?" I said, "This is exactly what I'm talking about." I became a fan of Jerry Lee's right from whole lot of shaking going on. But I think Great Balls of Fire, it puts it into a nutshell. You know, it's like it hits hard, and it says everything it's got to say, in a short space of time. You know, it's I would say this is the most perfect rock and roll record that I ever heard. And of course, again, it's about the relationship between a man and a woman and what she does to him, you know.
Sure enough.
How she makes him feel, you know. So it's a love song, really.
Good. Let's hear how, and in under 2 minutes, we may as well do the whole darn thing, right? I mean, where do you cut off Jerry Lee? So.
Right, okay, all right with me.
Okay.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This race is great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. And this race is just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Tell this world that you're mine, that you're my nail dance and that twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hill and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. But in this terrain, it's just straight balls of fire.
Woo!
Still
powerful.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Good work. I'm surprised you didn't pick an Elvis song, frankly. Any?
Well, I mean, it's... they said I only have so many songs to pick, you know, so...
If we were here all day, maybe so. What would it be? We don't have to play it, but just a couple of Elvis songs that...
Yeah, well, as far as a love song, yeah. Love Me Tender is a beautiful song that he did, but Trying to Get to You is a song that I always loved. And that again, you know, this is about a man trying to get to this woman. So it's again, it's even though it's a rock and roll record, it's still a love song.
There's a story of Barry White when he was a youngster. He's in prison and he hears Elvis Presley, and it sets him completely on his music career.
Right.
And you pick here a Barry White tune.
Yeah.
Want to go there?
Yeah, yeah. I love Barry White, you know, as soon as I heard his recordings. But this one, he really sings on this. You know, a lot of the Barry White records were instrumental, you know, with some vocal on there. But this one, he sings the stuff out of it. You know? I mean, he really does a job on this. And this is my favorite Barry White song.
This is You're the First, the Last, My Everything?
Yes.
Great.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more away into that super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. You're my sun, my moon,
thing.
You've written songs as well as sung them. Do you find it more? Do you find it easier to write a song of love when you're either in it or in that in the tussle and craziness that love can be?
Well, I think it affects you no matter what part of love you're in. It affects you. You know, that's why you get happy love songs and sad love songs.
And for you in particular, can you remember the moment where you sang a love song where it was just, it wasn't just performing the song, it really was for somebody?
Well, a song that I didn't write is If I Give My Soul. Uh-huh. I love this song because it could have happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It's about a man that gets into singing, you know, or performing, and gets into booze and womanizing and all that stuff.
The devil's band, I think he called it.
Exactly.
That, right?
Yeah, playing music with the devil's band. And so he loses his wife and son, and he's pleading, you know, if I give my soul to Jesus, will she take me back again? It touched the nerve with me, you know, because I have a wife and a son, and thank God it, you know, the show business didn't take me away from them, you know, but it could have. I sympathize with the, you know, with the character in this song, so that's what attracted me to this song. It's a beautiful love song, again, you know, asking to be taken back.
This is a Billy Joe Shaver song. It's on your record.
Yes.
Current record called Praise and Blame. So let's give a listen to it.
Down a dangerous road, I have come to where I'm standing with a heavy heart and my hat clutched in my hand. Such a foolish man. God ain't known no greater sinner. I have come in search of Jesus, hoping he will understand. I had a woman once. She was kind and she was gentle. Had a child by me who grew up to be a man. I had a steady job till I started into drinking, started playing music, traveling with the devil's band. Oh, the years flew by like a mighty rush of eagles. My dreams and plans were all scattered in the wind. It's a lonesome life when you lose the ones you live for. If I make my peace with Jesus, will you take me back again? If I give my soul, will he stop my hands from shaking? If I give my soul, will my son love me again? If I give my soul, and she knows I really mean it, if I give my soul to Jesus, will she take me back again? If I give my soul, will he clean these clothes I'm wearing? If I give my soul, will he put new boots on my feet? If I bow my head and beg God for his forgiveness? Will he breathe new breath within me and bring her back to me?
That's a winning performance, Tom Jones. Mm. That is really good. Are you okay listening to your own music? I talk to a lot of musicians that don't like to do that. And it's not, I'm not talking, you know, some people say it's an ego thing. They don't even want to say that they like their own. But can you listen to your own voice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you can learn from it.
Good.
You know, I mean, if you don't listen to what you've done, then you don't know what you're doing. You know, you have no reference. Especially when I first recorded, I listened to what I've done, and I think, well, if I did that song again, maybe I would change this, or maybe I would do that. So it's a learning process, and that's what I find from it. And sometimes pleasantly surprised, because sometimes you do things without realizing it, that it came out that well. You know, that something happened that you felt, but you didn't know whether it came across that well. So listening to it sometimes is really good, and I like the sound of my voice. I like the sound that I make. It's not that I would want to sing like somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, some singers, they say, oh, I wish I could sing like, you know, somebody, but I'm satisfied with what God has given me, so I have no trouble in listening to
and for good reason.
Well, there you go.
Do you have Valentine's Day plans?
Yes, I'll be with my wife at home, you know, because my wife is a quiet person. She doesn't like to go to parties and stuff, you know. So any like birthdays and Christmas time and Valentine's Day, you know, we spend it together.
Excellent. You want to take us out on some something like James Brown?
James Brown. Well, you know, James Brown was James Brown. He made some great records. I always liked Sex Machine. Because it's, again, it's in a nutshell, you know, it's like it's just so James Brown. And again, though, it's you know, it's about love. It's about relationship between men and women. And I did this song once with D'Angelo on a TV show called Men Strike Back. You know, it was
a great title.
Yeah, because of the Divas, you know, they have the Diva show. So then we did this thing, Men Strike Back. This is a song we did together, Sex Machine. So I've always loved James Brown, and I think this is one of his great pieces of work.
Pleasure having you today. We'll go out in James Brown. Thank you, Tom Jones.
My pleasure.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Tom Jones, his new album is called Praise and Blame. You can hear all the songs from this show online at npr.org/allsongs. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up. Machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, sure your bone, get it together, right on, right on, get up,
get on up.
The way it is, I've got mine. Dig it. He's got
hits. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I wanna count it off one more time, yeah.
Go ahead.
You wanna hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Right on, right on.